Looking to step up your Mother's Day flowers? The Home Depot has an idea. Let Mom's green thumb do some digging with colorful flowers, pots, and premium soils to bring out the most in her patios, walkways, and gardens. Right now, get Vigoro Potting Soil, just $8.97 for strong, healthy, vibrant plants indoors and outside. Shop our wide selection online and pick up your order in-store and give Mom the gift of a beautiful garden. Get Vigoro Potting Soil, just $8.97 at the Home Depot. How doers get more done.
If a new house is on your wish list in the next 5 years, grow your savings faster and experience your dreams with an Ohio Homebuyer Plus account from Kemba Financial Credit Union. A savings account specifically designed to save for a new home where you can earn 7% APY, a $500 matching bonus, and a $1,500 mortgage closing cost credit. Learn more at Kemba.org. Offer expires March 31st, 2025. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. NMLS 292230. Equal housing lender. Federally insured by NCUA.
Live Nation presents Concert Week. Now through May 14th, get $25 tickets to over 5,000 shows. That's up to 75% off a summer full of your favorite artists like 21 Savage, Alanis Morissette, Cage the Elephant, Celeste Barber, Dierks Bentley, Fade, Hootie and the Blowfish, Janet Jackson, Kidz Bop Kids, Meghan Trainor, Pistol Puma, Sarah McLachlan. Get tickets to more than 5,000 summer shows for just $25. Until now through May 14th. Visit LiveNation.com/Concert Week to learn more and plan your summer with Sean Paul, Sum 41, 30 Seconds to Mars, oh, and Two Door Cinema Club.
IntraQuest, created by Michael Freiberg, a production of iHeartRadio and Astra Media. Listen with headphones for 3D audio.
There's no oasis. This land isn't even fertile. We're standing at the outer edges of the Azrael Desert with nothing for miles but death and decay.
Ether.
What?
Sirius have pepper pot candy?
Oh, yeah, here, Sirius.
According to the map, the oasis should be right over this dune.
Ether. Second pepper pot candy for Sirius?
I just gave you... Here, take the bag. Don't eat too many or you'll get pepper pod madness from the heat. Serious?
More pepper pod candy?
No! You just ate the bag!
As I was saying, the oasis.
Logo, look around. Do you see an oasis full of life and riches? Or do you see that the only thing down in those dunes is an old broken down castle lost to the sands of time?
Castle. But Ether, according to the map, we're in close proximity to an oasis, and water is essential to our survival. If we don't take proper precaution to replenish our canteens, we risk dehydration and exhaustion from exposure to the desert sun.
Sirius no need water. Sirius strong, store water on back like camel. Go weeks without water. Soak in desert sun like a candy.
Not only is that not how nutrients are absorbed in the body, that's not how camels store water either. Besides, even camels stop at watering holes to drink and refuel. It's only sensible we do the same.
Logo, there is no watering hole. Only that stone castle at the bottom of the dunes. You led us all the way to the outer edges of the Azrael Desert for nothing. What we need to do is return to the main path while there's still hope of finding the mole lair, or else by the time we reach Imperia, we'll have missed the solar eclipse and be as shriveled up as the pepper pod candies rotting away in Sirius's colon.
But according to the map...
According to the map, there shouldn't even be a castle. The map is wrong.
Precisely. The castle has 50-foot high walls, 4 armored turrets, and a fortified central bell tower that stretches to the sky, all of which is surrounded by a dry moat, at least 30 feet deep and 12 feet wide. Whoever built this castle must have done so to privatize and protect a most valuable resource, the oasis water.
Water. Pepper pod burn hot in Sirius belly. Makes Sirius thirsty.
We've already wasted too much time. We have to head back to the path. forget it. While we're out here, I guess it couldn't hurt to scavenge for supplies. Lucky for us, the castle's drawbridge is already down.
On second thought, no one builds a castle like that because they welcome visitors. Maybe we should turn back.
How much water's left in the canteens?
They're empty.
No water? No water? But Sirius need water! Sirius belly burn like pepper pot fire!
Sirius, stop! What's going on?
Looks like we're storming the castle for water. Sirius, stay put at the end of the drawbridge. It's safer if we enter the castle together.
Ether, Loco, Sirius wrong. Sirius need water. You need water bad.
Well, we can't be positive that...
We'll find you water. Right, Logo?
Sure, Ether.
Come on. Through the castle entryway. Together.
Marble columns, ornate tapestries, double-winged staircase. In size and stature, the castle's reception chamber resembles that of a grand hall. Despite the neglect, you can tell this castle was once home to a great king.
Look! Water!
What? Where? Overhead, a banner of the royal coat of arms. It depicts a gilded chalice overflowing with water. King Orin of Waterland. My intuition about this place was correct. It appears this castle once belonged to the great King Orin.
Well, I'm sure it was a sight to see. Hello? Anyone home? Orin!
Ether, stop! Someone might hear.
Hear that? Silence. What'd I tell ya? Abandon. We got the whole castle to ourselves. Looks like this way leads to the throne room. Come on! The throne room must be one of the rooms down this hall.
That immense black stone door at the end of the corridor. Why is there a mirror in the center of it?
I don't know. Maybe the mirror is to reflect the light from the ceiling chandelier and brighten up the place. It's locked. I wonder where it goes.
It appears to require a hieroglyphic cipher to open, one of 100 different symbols. There's an inscription over the door's arch.
Simple eyes symbolize sinful lies. What does it mean?
Clue for water?
We shouldn't stick around to find out.
Logo, would you relax? There's nothing to worry about. We're the only ones here.
But if that's true, who's been lighting the torches on the wall?
Water!
What was that?
Water! 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 Water!
Sirius! After him!
Water! Water!
Sirius! Not another step!
But either in center of throne room is water well.
We don't know what's down there. This could all be a trap.
I tried to tell you that back on the dunes. You didn't listen.
Water. Water. Sound come from inside well. At bottom, Sirius find source. Find water.
Don't be rash. The logical thing would be to consider all possibilities before arriving at such a conclusion.
Pepper pot fire! Need water now!
Sirius!
He just leapt into the well. It's pitch black down there with no visibility to the bottom. He could be injured. That is, assuming he survived the fall at all. What should we do?
We go down after him.
What? No! That would only put us at risk, too.
Sirius needs us.
Okay. I know. Water wells are essentially a simple rope and pulley system centered on a fixed axle. If we lower the empty water bucket hanging above the well for Sirius to grab a hold of, we can use the other end of the rope to safely hoist him up to ground level.
We can't pull him out ourselves. Sirius is way too heavy and chock full of pepper pot candies.
That's where you're wrong. By tying the rope around several sturdy objects found around the room, such as the canopy, banister, and throne itself, itself, one can introduce sufficient counterweight to anchor the system and significantly reduce the force required to lift an object. There. That should do it.
Okay. Sirius, I'm dropping down the bucket. Grab hold of it. We're gonna get you out of there, buddy. Logo, tell me when to pull them and raise them up together.
That's not necessary.
Huh?
I've added sufficient oppositional force into the system to extract a small boulder. Even someone of modest strength like myself could raise him unaided, simply by knotting the rope around their waist, like so, and lifting at an angle near parallel to direction of motion. Allow me to demonstrate.
Whatever, just do it already.
As soon as you let go of the rope.
Ah! Logo!
I'm a bit rattled, but uninjured. Sirius broke my fall. I guess he's heavier than I thought. Get us out of here! The well's dark and claustrophobic! Help!
All right. I'm gonna grab a torch off the wall and come down there myself. The rope's anchored around the well's axle. I'll rappel down, and then we can climb back up. Be right there. Sirius, you all right?
Sirius, okay. But well empty. Sorry. Pepper pod madness. Water.
Ah! Who's that?
Hello? Who are you? Why are you down here?
Water.
He appears to be in some sort of trance?
Looks like he's had a rough go of it. Bound, beaten, and left at the bottom of a well. We have to untie him.
But remember what you said about this being a trap? Maybe he's tied up for good reason. If we leave right now and don't touch anything, then we can...
Leave him to die. And we'll never learn who did this to him and what danger lies ahead. Besides, he's no threat to the three of us. Untie him.
Water. You'll never get your hands on my water. Water. Drops of water in bucket on ground next to him.
Sirius. Forget it. Help us finish untying him.
Water gives Sirius strength.
Whoa. Who are you three?
We're travelers who wandered in from the desert. What happened here?
I'll tell you everything I know, but first, introductions are in order. I am King of the Waterland, Sage of the Water Buffalo, Guardian of Flo. My name is Orin. Welcome to my home.
You're King Orin?
The one and only King Orin.
I'm Ether, that's Sirius, and Logo. How long have you been in this well?
I'm not sure. Last thing I remember is we were under attack, and I was headed to my escape tunnel to wait it out. The entrance, which is hidden in the wall behind my throne. My escape tunnel leads to the outside, and only I know the code to enter.
Were you ambushed?
Yes, I must have been. And that's when I blacked out and fell into this stupor. He must have tied me up and left me in this well. He must be behind this. He has returned.
He? Who are you talking about?
The King of the Shadowland.
King of Shadowland?
Yes! The King of the Shadowland. My greatest rival who has long since terrorized my kingdom. Lord Nero.
Lord Nero?
Nero has driven away most of the Waterland people in fear, and is the reason the few who've stayed behind remain hidden in this kingdom like beetles. And now, with no one left to defend the castle, Nero freely comes and goes as he pleases. He seems to be growing stronger each passing day.
What is his objective?
Nero's after one thing and one thing only. Water. But as long as I'm alive, He'll never get his hands on it. And Nero needs me alive. I can explain. The Waterlands Oasis is in the Imperial Grounds, located behind the castle. The Imperial Grounds containing the Oasis is fully enclosed on all sides, with fortified 50-foot walls on the eastern and western perimeters, and unscalable mountains in the distance. The only way to enter the grounds is through the castle's rear door, made of impenetrable black stone and secured by hieroglyphic cipher. If a wrong code is entered 3 times in a row, the door will lock forever.
The black stone door at the end of the corridor. The one with the mirror in the center, beneath the chandelier.
So you've seen it. I alone know the answer to the cipher and will never surrender it to Nero. He must never reach the Oasis. The water belongs to the Waterland Kingdom and is mine and mine alone.
Sorry, Sirius, drink your water.
Nonsense. Because I refuse to willingly give him the water, Nero's decided he'd take it by force, even if it means wringing it out of me, one tear at a time. But despite all the suffering, he'll never break me. You didn't drink my water. You drank my tears.
Wait a minute. Water? Cipher? Oasis? If you have an oasis full of water, why is there no water in this well?
Or the moat that surrounds the castle.
Or in bucket.
Do you really think I'd allow the oasis water to flow freely throughout the kingdom while Nero terrorizes it? Every drop that graces his lips is one less for the Waterland people. I've sworn to guard the flow of water in this realm with my life, and will defend the oasis for as long as I'm king. It is with great honor I wear the badge of my royal emblemcy.
Ooh. Your badge is a picture of a water buffalo with your name across it and underneath the word flow?
Yes, I am the guardian of flow.
Well, Orin, guardian of flow, tell me, how do you know that Nero hasn't already gotten his hands on your water? That the oasis isn't dry?
Would you like to see it?
Yes. Yes.
Yeah, we would.
Then it's time we climb out of this well. To the viewing balcony!
Like many of us, you might think identity theft will never happen to you. But consider this. There's a new identity theft victim every 3 seconds in the U.S. That's over 15 million people by the end of this year, equal to the populations of New York, Los Angeles, and Chicago combined. Even worse, identity theft victims often don't even know they're victims. That's why LifeLock Identity Theft Protection alerts you to identity threats, even the ones that don't show up on a credit report, like data breaches, fraudulent bank transactions, loan and credit card applications, and crimes committed in your name. If your identity is stolen, your own dedicated LifeLock U.S.-based restoration specialist will work to fix it. LifeLock protects you in ways that you simply can't on your own. Join now and save up to 25% your first year at LifeLock.com/iHeart. That's LifeLock.com/iHeart to save up to 25%. Identity theft protection starts here.
If a new house is on your wish list in the next 5 years, grow your savings faster and experience your dreams with an Ohio Homebuyer Plus account from Kemba Financial Credit Union. A savings account specifically designed to save for a new home where you can earn 7% APY, a $500 matching bonus, and a $1,500 mortgage closing cost credit. Learn more at Kemba.org. Offer expires March 31st, 2025. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. NMLS 292230. Equal housing lender. Federally insured by NCUA.
Live Nation presents Concert Week. Now through May 14th, get $25 tickets to over 5,000 shows. That's up to 75% off a summer full of your favorite artists like 21 Savage, Alanis Morissette, Cage the Elephant, Celeste Barber, Dierks Bentley, Fade, Hootie and the Blowfish, Janet Jackson, Kidz Bop Kids, Meghan Trainor, Pistol Puma, Sarah McLachlan. Get tickets to more than 5,000 summer shows for just $25. Until now through May 14th. Visit LiveNation.com/Concert Week to learn more and plan your summer with Sean Paul, Sum 41, 30 Seconds to Mars, oh, and Two Door Cinema Club.
Gentlemen, we've arrived. The highest point of the Waterland Kingdom. The viewing balcony awaits! I invite you three to step outside, and behold! My kingdom's crown jewel!
The Waterland Oasis.
Now come back inside with me! There is something I must ask you three! You never told me down in the well. What business brings you to the Waterland Kingdom?
We came in search of water. We have a long journey ahead of us and only wish to refill our canteens at your oasis, after which we'll be on our way.
I see. So you've come for my water. Well, perhaps an arrangement can be made. Return with me at once to the throne room. We shall discuss terms.
So, Orin, what did you have in mind?
An alliance of forces against a common enemy.
Common enemy?
It appears you and the Shadowland King are both after my water. But if he reaches the oasis first, there will be nothing left for you three but sand. Nero will stop at nothing. But I've studied his nature, uncovered his secret weakness. I can defeat him.
What need us for?
Alas, I'm too weak to do it alone. While the Waterland's castle is made of stone, my people are not. As I've noted, those subjects of mine who have yet to flee stay cowered away in hiding. But if you join me in fighting the Shadowland King, together we can end his reign of terror upon my kingdom and defeat him! And for your troubles, I will shower you three with so much water, your cups will overflow!
We're civilian mercenaries, not sellswords. This is your battle to fight.
But even in my stupor down in the well, I recognized you three possess the inherent qualities of great soldiers. Sirius, with your hulking strength and fierce heart, you'd make a great warrior chief, in charge of training the last of the Waterland people and leading them into battle. Logo, you have a most impressive mind, an unrivaled acumen. You would head our military strategy, responsible for formulating battle tactics and managing the logistics behind outwitting our opponent.
Sounds logical to me.
And Aether, you have the spirit of a natural-born leader, my second in command. You'd help me understand the mind of our enemy, solve the puzzle of his soul, and lead our kingdom against Nero when the time comes.
When the time comes?
The black bell atop the kingdom sounds the alarm. Three rings from the bell tower signifies the Shadowland King's return. A fearsome tune I know all too well. When Nero is finally defeated and peace restored to the Waterland Kingdom, the black bell will ring out all through the night in celebration. With your help, its victory song will be heard throughout the realm.
And exactly how big is Nero's army?
He will come alone, I can assure you that. Now, will you three join me in this final fight for freedom?
Okay.
Grant, I propose a toasty.
Hey, keep a special reserve bottle of the purest Waterland water in my throne room for rare occasions like this. Oh. To defeating Nero and restoring the flow to the Waterland Kingdom. Hear, hear!
After our victory, there's much more where that came from. Much more, I promise. Now, we don't have long until Nero's return. Sirius, my warrior chief, report to the armory. Down the main hall, last room on the left. You'll have free reign of the arsenal containing the Waterland's best weapons and equipment. Use it to arm the infantry. After the armory, make your way to the barracks in the next room over. The barracks is where you'll find the remaining Waterland people hiding. They'll be dressed as knights, but do not be fooled by their silver suits of armor. There aren't our soldiers in them! I trust, though, you'll make warriors out of them yet. Logo, my head of strategy. Off to the war room for you. Down the main hall, last room on the right, I grant you full autonomy over the Waterland's royal archives and vast capital reserves. Use them wisely to deploy our resources and ensure we're battle ready. I have faith in you to formulate our path to victory.
Affirmative.
Ether, my general, you will remain at my side here in the throne room and help me dissect the psyche of the Shadowland King. His mind is a murky enigma, but deciphering its true nature is the way to our victory. When the bell tolls three times, you will lead the Waterland Kingdom to war.
I will.
Now go! Make haste, your stations!
Set of sheathed swords. Stacked chests of supply. Oh, stock of barrels pile high. Sirius approve of Waterland Armory. From arsenal build great army to take down Shadow King. What in barrels? Bottom barrels mark black powder. Black powder. Must be for bomb. Top barrels mark Orin's Oasis. Orin's Oasis? Top barrels must have water from Waterland Oasis. Big barrel pile reach ceiling. One small sip for Sirius. No one know. Barrel even have cork plug to drink. Water makes Sirius strong. Orin needs Sirius strong. Orin needs Sirius drink from barrel. Sirius take small sip from barrel. For Orin. Barrel don't have water. Only sand. Sand. Who need water anyway? When have swords. Swords. So many swords on wall. Which sword worthy of great warrior chief? Which sword Sirius unsheath? Crossguard shaped like letter V for victory. With lion sword, Sirius defeats Shadow King. Unsheathe! No blade. Only sword handle. With this sword now, Sirius win battle. Unsheathe! This one no have blade either. No sword here have blade, only handle. Chest empty too.
Stacks of royal archives, large steel bank vault, and an oversized oak wood writing desk upon which rests a multitude of scientific instruments and sundries. All the base essentials for the modern military strategist. Now, this is the type of war room where I can dedicate myself fully to the intricacies of my work. Well, time to get to it. Mm-hmm. Huh, there's a tea kettle on the desk. Oren must have sent up a fresh pot in advance of my arrival. It'd be rude of me not to partake. Besides, a few sips ought to relax my nerves and put me in the proper mindset to take on such taxing work. Okay, Logo. Coordinate brain to hand. Steady spout to cup. Pour. What? That's not tea. It's sand. Okay. Well, Logo, looks like you'll have to rely on your own mental fortitude to get you through this one. Okay. Military strategy. Where to begin? The possibilities are limitless. I know. I'll peruse the bookshelves to stimulate my thinking. Excellent idea. Aha! The military warfare section. The art of military strategy and subterfuge sounds promising. That's odd. The pages are blank. Must be a misprint. Okay, let's see. Oh, here we are. Combat, counterattacks, and operations. Critical building blocks to a solid foundation. This book's blank, too. All right. Third time's the charm. Warfare principles, theory, and practice. Blank! No. All the books in here are blank!
As my second in command, you're my most trusted advisor. It would be an honor if during battle you wore my badge as the Guardian of Flo. It looks dignified beside your amulet.
The Eye of Imperia. Now, Oren, if I'm to understand the mind of the Shadowland King, I need to know how this all came to be.
I suppose. Where should I begin?
The start. Tell me everything.
And I guess you'll want to know the history of the Waterland Kingdom and how I became king. In my youth, I was the prince of a foreign realm, one of the most prosperous in all of the Azrael Desert. My parents started as mere soldiers and built their kingdom brick by brick, all to leave their life of war behind them. Under their rule, the kingdom flourished and our people enjoyed a life of prosperity. Our army, though we never went to war, was the most feared in the land. As their only child, I should have been next in line for the throne. But I was spoiled by their success, ignorant of my privilege. Having never known true hardship, I grew soft. Pains me to say, but I was the prodigal prince. Neither they nor our people respected me. But when I came of age, I was determined to prove my merit. If they wouldn't give me the crown, my birthright, I would establish a kingdom of my own, a kingdom more prosperous than any before it. Accompanied by a few of our most loyal soldiers and carrying the royal chalice in hand as a token of good faith, I led an expedition deep into the desert in search of fertile land. Weeks into wandering the dunes, when all seemed hopeless and on the brink of collapse, I happened upon this oasis. This oasis, which would give rise to my kingdom, redeem my honor, and return meaning to my life. Soon after its discovery, we built this castle in the name of the Waterland Kingdom, and I, its ruler, King Oren.
And what happened from there?
Under my rule, the kingdom flourished. It grew quickly in size and fortune, and became a central point along the desert trade routes. I was generous with my wealth. The oasis water flowed freely throughout my realm like rivers. I loved my waterland people, and at last they loved me. Together we live prosperously in this waterland kingdom, our own desert paradise.
But that all ended with Nero?
I suppose all good things must come to an end. As if a creature of the abyss, he arrived one evening on a full moon sky, same as tonight. And so began Nero's reign of terror. As the days passed, his hold over me increased, and slowly the Waterland Kingdom crumbled. My people deserted me. They fled to the dunes, where they hide out in desert caves like exiles. Those poor souls who stayed behind stay hidden like bugs in the barracks. But I don't blame them. They feared for their lives. And I failed to protect them. If I could only prove that there's something still here worth fighting for, that I'm not a lost cause, I know they'd come back to me.
But you know the Shadowland King's secret, his weakness. You can defeat him.
Yes.
Sirius, go to barracks. Train Waterland people. Make into warriors. Barracks better. Waterland people stand guard in rows, head to toe in armor like silver knight, ready to fight Shadowland King. Waterland people, fear no longer. Sirius, great warrior from distant land. Together, we take down Shadowland King, restore glory to Waterland Kingdom. Who stand and fight with Sirius? Now is not time for quiet, scared mouse. Be brave like lion. We fight for King Orin. Roar with Sirius! In front, brave knight, tell Sirius' name. No, be shy. Sirius, friend. Here. Shake Sirius' hand. If knight no shake Sirius' hand, Sirius shake knight hand. Knight hand come off. You must lose hand in battle, brave warrior. Very brave warrior. Any of you brave like knight with one hand will give flesh for freedom? Huh? Hello? Have you no honor? Sirius, speak! Anyone in armor, listen! Hello? Armor might topple. Empty! Like toy!
Well, without the archives, I suppose I'll have to devise our military strategy relying on the cerebral powers of pure mental ingenuity alone. To optimize output, it might be prudent to first take stock of the pool of resources available to us. Aha! The military ledger! Capital allocation has always been a favored pastime. Don't mind if I take a look? All right. Let's see how financially sound the Royal Bank of Waterland really is. Here we are, recent entries. 300,000 opals towards the purchase of military armor and armament, 150,000 opals spent on travel and trade, 70,000 for fortress maintenance and repairs, 200,000 for celebratory pyrotechnics, summing the grand total that leaves the Royal Bank with just over 1 million black opals. We're rich! We can hire an army to defeat the Shadowland King for us! Or better yet, forget the Shadowland King, we can build a whole new castle! It's all right here in this ledger! The 1 million black opals are all right here, in this bank vault. I've never seen that many opals at once before. Would it be unprofessional if I took a small peek? No, Logo, don't be ridiculous. It's my responsibility, nay, my royal decree, to ensure every opal is properly accounted for. King Orin deserves such immaculate attention to his treasury. It's more magnificent than I could have ever imagined. 1 million black opals piled high to the ceiling. What if I were to... What's one opal out of 1 million? 1% of 1% of 1%, to be precise. A mere rounding error. A military strategist's gotta eat.
IntraQuest, created by Michael Freiberg, a production of iHeartRadio and Astromedia. Executive produced by Michael Freiberg and iHeartRadio. Co-produced by Adam Raimunda and Chelsea English. Sound design and mix by Dennis Dembeck. Music by Trey Toy. Performances by Matthew Broussard, Ether, Mike Leibovitz, Sirius, Mike Kaplan, Logo, Lucy Pohl, Umbra. Featuring Dan St. Germain, Oren. Director and head writer, Michael Freiberg. Writers, Tom Delgado and Will Julian. Story editor, Chelsea English. Dialogue editor, Adam Raimunda. Additional music, Matthew Blocka. Foley, post-read. Full cast and crew in the description. Find more podcasts from iHeartRadio on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
If a new house is on your wish list in the next 5 years, grow your savings faster and experience your dreams with an Ohio Homebuyer Plus account from Kemba Financial Credit Union. A savings account specifically designed to save for a new home where you can earn 7% APY, a $500 matching bonus, and a $1,500 mortgage closing cost credit. Learn more at Kemba.org. Offer expires March 31st, 2025. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. NMLS 292230. Equal housing lender. Federally insured by NCUA.
Live Nation presents Concert Week. Now through May 14th, get $25 tickets to over 5,000 shows. That's up to 75% off a summer full of your favorite artists like 21 Savage, Alanis Morissette, Cage the Elephant, Celeste Barber, Dierks Bentley, Fade, Hootie and the Blowfish, Janet Jackson, Kidz Bop Kids, Meghan Trainor, Bissell Pluma, Sarah McLachlan. Get tickets to more than 5,000 summer shows for just $25. Until now through May 14th. Visit LiveNation.com/Concert Week to learn more and plan your summer with Sean Paul, Sum 41, 30 Seconds to Mars, oh, and Two Door Cinema Club.
Are you still searching for your perfect place to call home? Well, now is the time to buy at Fisher Homes. If you're looking to move in before the end of 2024, May could be your last opportunity to start building your dream home and close before the year's end. If you're hoping to move in even sooner, Fisher Homes also has homes that are move-in ready and waiting for you, where you can start enjoying the benefits of homeownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with a new home advisor today at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home.